6:03 Drive with Claudette until 7 o'clock. And the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, they have approved 3 more strikes. That is the Nursing Association, 30,000 members, including Māori, working in DHBs, and our Māori can work in DHBs as well too. They have voted in favour of 3 more strikes, and let's face it, they really deserve to have all the conditions and entitlements that they wish, because my mother was in hospital not so long ago, and I just saw how terrifically hard they worked. Here to talk to us about what these strikes mean, why we're not getting any movement from the government, our Mārekura Kerry Nuku, she joins us now. Metukumihi ki a koe, Kerry, another 3 strikes coming up for the nurses' organisation.
Kia ora. Yeah, incredibly, unfortunately so. And I guess what we've heard today from our members is a resounding, this is about nursing taking a position and a stand. This is about the issue, the health crisis is serious. We need to make sure that we're advocating and protecting patient safety, which is one of the things that we're ensuring that we've got to correct moving forward. So yeah, certainly members are united on this call.
But, you know, 3 strikes, there'll be 3 independent strikes, or are they, there's a one on the 29th of July, August, the 19th, September as well too. So it looks like they're rolling strikes, aren't they? Will they be across the country?
They'll be across the country, as we saw a few weeks ago with our 8-hour strike. And the intention of having the breaks is in between is so that we can hopefully go back to negotiation table if the first strike and impact hasn't been successful, and to continue the kōrero. We've never stopped wanting to have our issues heard and reach a compromise or meet a middle ground. So the intention of having these rolling strikes is to ensure that we don't limit opportunities to have a discussion back with the DHBs and the government.
Has there been any talk from the government at all about, you know, that they are looking at the least to having some meaningful dialogue? At the most, they will adhere to some of the calls, some of your conditions. Any movement, anything at all?
I think what our lead advocate has indicated is a willingness by all parties to have this conversation and understand each other's views. So in that respect, it's successful. In terms of what does that mean in terms of a tangible outcome is yet to be actually realised. But what we have been reassured is that the discussion has been a fruitful and engaging discussion. It's not one where one party's completely shut the door on any opportunity to discuss and understand. So that's a positive thing for our members. We're always hopeful, and we'll have our team will go back into negotiations or discussions later on this week. We have got a mediation set down for the 14th and 15th of July, should that not be successful and we don't reach compromise in the meantime. But I think what we're seeing is that we understand that the whole of the health system is under incredible pressure. And I don't think even from our DHB colleagues, I don't think anybody shying away from the issue of short staffing and the impact that this is having on patient quality care. But what we've got to do is make sure that we understand and recognise the value that nurses add to the system, but also the pay has never been on its own. What we've got is a workforce that it's difficult to maintain and keep them in the space, but also we can't call on people when we need to build up a system. So the safe staffing issue is really key to the success of a service moving forward. And I'm sure that once we get a reasonable recognition through of our professional responsibilities through payment structures, and then when we get the adequate staffing that we need to safely staff wards and continue at that level, then that might attract people to either stay within nursing or the healthcare sector. or come back into the sector. It's really critical at the moment. We have a huge nursing shortage across the country, so we have to make sure that we make nursing attractive again to many of our whānau.
And how many of our whānau are going to are amongst this 30,000 then, Kerry?
So we estimate a couple of thousand of our Māori nurses within this strike, but they're also supported by our thousands of nurses that work out there in the primary care sector, because this is actually setting the precedence for nursing. So the difference in the way that I feel this strike was supported last time is that there was more collaboration amongst nursing. This is a profession under attack. So there was a coming together of all groups of nurses, not just those that work within district health board sector, but aged care, community, Māori Niwi provider, because they're also saying, what happens to nursing inside a district health board is important to me as a nurse outside in primary care, and what about those sectors? Let's not forget that they're key also to a fully functioning healthcare system.
So healthcare, nurses within the healthcare within the DHB, Well, the DHBs are going to disappear soon. So, they're in the transitional phasing out period. Will the ministry use this as an excuse to put aside any discussions pending the alternative establishment getting its feet under the table?
I can't preempt what the government is going to do, but I would say that that would be foolish of them to think that that's a mechanism to stop any negotiation or acknowledge that. In actual fact, the disestablishment of DHBs as we know it won't take away the hostels and the importance of a tertiary secondary service. What it will do is make people look at the proactive sort of preventative space, the primary care, the community, Māori Niwi provider, aged care facility, will be looked on. And maybe there might be a all-of-system approach to this, which will mean that the nurses in those other areas besides DHB need to be recognised with just as much importance and mana as those within district health boards. What we see at the moment is a disproportionate pay and also level of resourcing to those that sit outside of a district health board. So taking down some of those silos might actually facilitate a better cohesive working across the whole of the continuum of our healthcare system, which also carries with it the need to recognise nurses as being paid the same regardless of which facility or establishment you work for, because at the moment it's not equitable. So our nurses in primary healthcare, Māori Niwi provider, aged care, prisons, etc., have all been sharing the views and aspirations of our DHB nurses. And I've received numerous texts to say today, you know, good on NZNO, good on the nurses for standing their ground.